back. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today's Hump Day Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Also, no video links or anything to listen to. Greatly appreciate that as well. Reporting in for duty as usual, Officer Rick from Genesee County. He's working today as a school cop. Appreciate your service doing that. Dr. Jeff is going to be up in the next segment. Ask the vet. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, give me a text message and I'll read them into the show. Could talk about snowbirds heading to Southern Peninsula, Michigan's Southern Peninsula, that of course being Florida, and what to do with pets. Yes, we can talk about that for sure. Absolutely. And one thing I think that in that vein, those that are heading to Florida, Arizona, Alabama, there's different warm climates that people head to. How does that affect our animals? And then, of course, those of us that stay, what do we need to do to prepare the animals for the cold weather? I'm going to get into perhaps a couple questions about diet. Do we need to start feeding them a little bit more food to put on some pounds to give them some insulation against the cold? Because I got to tell you, folks, I'm down this morning to 214.4. I'm back on fat burn. I'm going to lose another 7.5 pounds. I'm going to get down to 90 pounds lost, dropped since April 23rd. 90 pounds. And I got to tell you, I am freezing to death. Wearing more clothes when I go outside. It's not even winter yet, and I'm already wearing winter coats. I even purchased a twin size electric blanket, and I have it plugged in. It has a really nice thermostat control on it from 1 through 10, 10 being high, and also a clock timer on it. You can set it for 8 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, whatever you want. Automatically shuts off. As soon as I get to bed, I turn that sucker on. Have the goose down comforter over top of it. I'm sleeping a lot better because I'm warm. It is amazing. it is amazing how cold I am without this body fat. So we're going to talk to Dr. Jeff about that. Do we need to fatten up the dogs a little bit? Trucker Rick, he's going on a vacation. Speaking of warmer climate, I'm heading to Atlanta tonight after work. Friday, they're taking off for Aruba. Oh, yeah. Warm climates for a lot of folks. Definitely. Good, good, good for you. So, yes, we got a great show lined up for you. Lots of things to talk about. Dave Agema piping in about our lieutenant governor, what's going on in Israel, comments by the governor, all kinds of things. Dr. Jeff in the house, text me your questions. We'll take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this time slot is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What are we looking at temperature up there this morning?
Oh, it's not too bad. I think it's like around 50.
50? Okay, you got us beat because we're 44, and I told everybody how cold I am because I've lost all my insulation. And I wanted to ask you, before we talk about the snowbirds going to Florida or Alabama, Arizona, Texas, wherever for the winter, taking their pets with them, what do we need to do for our pets, Mr. Snoop? Do I need to start feeding him a little bit more food, put on some weight? Because I'd like to make sure he's not going to freeze to death when he goes outside like I'm doing right now, having to wear winter coats already.
Usually our average dog, you know, our pets that we have that stay in the house all the time, you know, don't really need to increase the calories a little bit.
Okay.
It wouldn't hurt if you wanted to bump them up a little bit. The biggest thing is to have them be outside now so they start getting acclimated to that cold weather. What you don't want to do is keep them inside, and then all of a sudden, you know, in January when it's negative, you know, 200 degrees, all of a sudden, right. Hey, you're going outside. And then again, it depends on the breed of the dog, too. I'll see pictures sometimes on, they'll come through my Facebook feed and whatnot, that will, you know, somebody will have this picture of this dog is covered in snow, you know, some big like a Bernese Mountain Dog or a Malamute or something, and they're like, oh, the poor dog is covered in snow. I go, no, stop, think about it. That snow's not melting on that dog. That means the insulation is working, you know.
Right.
You know, some breeds like that, you know, that are used to being outside and have those big heavy coats, we don't have to worry as much about. Now, if you got people that have smaller, or, you know, smaller dogs that have, you know, thinner coats, Doberman, some of the pit bulls and stuff, you know, it's not a bad idea to throw a blanket on them or a little dog coat as they go outside.
No, yeah,
especially as cold as it gets up here.
Right. And that's a good point, because if they get out there right now, like Mr. Snoop, I'll put his leash on him and hook it on the door here. He sits with about 15, 20 feet of lead out on the deck. He can walk around. He can lay down. He can go jump down off the deck, jump back up. But if he's out there, Jeff, when it's 44 degrees out, so do they adjust? Do they get used to those temperatures? It gets to be 30. He goes outside. You know, like you say, it's not he's sitting in the house in 70-degree weather all day temperature. But how long do you leave him outside? How long does it need to go for him to be able to, you know, start getting acclimated to the colder temperatures?
I mean, if you did it throughout the day, if they were outside, oh, I'd say maybe for an hour, 2 hours a day, which, you know, honestly, for our dogs, it's not a bad thing. They can go out. If you've got a fenced in yard, obviously, you have, you know, figure out how to do this safely. If you have a fenced in yard or a leash or one of the trolley leashes or something, so they can go out and you know, walk around, exercise. That's got a big thing to do with staying healthy, too, just with us. Got to stay moving. And I think that's fine. Yeah, you don't have to leave them out for like 8-10 hours, but they get, you know, a couple hours a day broken up. Would be fine. And yeah, as the body, as that comes down to, they're getting kind of used to it, you know, and like that. It's like a personal example is we got a hot tub this summer, and when I first got into it, and I'm a northern boy, I cold doesn't bother me. Of course, after being in the desert for a year, that, you know, I'm like, I don't like heat. That's why I moved up here.
Sure.
You know, at first I could only get in at 101. Now I've noticed that even though, you know, I'm only in there for a little bit of time, over time now my body's acclimated, and now I've got it up to, you know, 104 as high as it'll go. And sometimes, like, man, I wish this could go up a little bit, you know.
So, right. So you're starting to get used to it. Got it.
Yep.
Now talking about folks, let's say they're going to take off, you know, after Thanksgiving, before Christmas, or maybe after Christmas, they're going to take off, go to Florida, 3 months, January, February, March, maybe April. They're going to take the dog with them.
Yep.
What do they need to do to prepare the dog and be able to go into that warmer weather, 80, 85 degrees for 3-4 months in the middle of winter that they're not used to? What should people be thinking about doing now, getting ready for that trip?
Well, yeah. So when people are traveling to what I call, you know, most people don't realize that Michigan actually has three peninsulas. You know, we have the Upper Peninsula,
yeah.
We've got the Lower Peninsula, and Florida.
yeah.
It is amazing when we were down there for spring break how many people from Michigan were down there. It was pretty funny. But, yeah, so you're going down there. We talk about our cold weather up here. We talk about our snow, and we like to complain about it because, you know, everybody likes to complain about the weather wherever they live.
Right.
It does protect us. We don't have mosquitoes. We don't have, you know, parasites and things like that. So the winter does give us a break. Get down there, you don't get a break. So you have to make sure you're staying on top of your flea and tick medication, staying on top of your heartworm medication. And the other important thing to realize is you got to understand when you give, like, the Bravecto we carry here, okay, for the fleas and ticks,
yeah.
The Bravecto pill works forward, okay? So if I give a pill July 1st, it's going to cover for July, August, and September, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I gave a heartworm control pill for July 1st, it actually covers backwards for June.
Mm.
So you got to kind of think about it. So the heartworm pills work backwards. The flea pills and tick pills work forward. So I'll have people that want to, like, okay, I'm heading to Florida next week. I want to give my dog a heartworm prevention pill now. Well, it's not going to cut. What you need to do is you need to give it when you come back.
So if they got exposed to heartworm
yep.
down there, they would take it when they got back. That way it would kill whatever they acquired when they were down in Florida.
Yep. So that's one thing, you know, you want to make sure you're up on your shots and vaccines and stuff like that too.
Sure.
Another important thing with traveling is, and we've made it a little bit easier now, we've just about officially gone all computerized or electronic medical records. So now, you know, we can get our, if we have, like I said, a large amount of clientele that go down south.
Yeah.
And they can, we can send records and things like that too. But if you're traveling, particularly if you're, you know, road traveling down a road trip,
yeah.
Make sure you've got enough medication for your dog. If it's on heart meds, if it's on, you know, whatever. Wouldn't hurt to have a copy, you know, of your medical record or your dog's medical record. So if you do have to, something happens and you've got to go in somewhere, you can go in. Okay, this is what's going on. Here's his medical history. Cause it'll, and I used to be an ER clinician too, when I worked in Kalamazoo, and I appreciated it so much when people would come in and go, okay, they would be traveling. Something happened. Here's his medications. This is what he's on. This is, you know, and I can look and I go, okay. And then figure out, okay, you know, help me. It really helps me direct my treatment there at that point.
Gotcha.
Identification. That's another big thing too. Make sure your dog is chipped. Make sure he's got a tag on or a collar that's got your name and a phone number and a good phone number. So if you bought it and then you've changed phone numbers or something, make sure that's a good phone number that they can, that somebody can call, you know, in case the dog runs off at a, you know, truck stop or something. I mean, we hear of stuff like this, you know, all the time when people
stop. They freak out and take off and bam, they're gone.
I think there's still a dog running around Brimley right now that happened, that escaped. They know where he's at and they're trying to catch him. So, but that kind of happened up here. A dog escaped from some campers and, you know, they just trying to catch him.
Sure, absolutely. Now, one other thing about that too. In a warmer climate, like in Florida, Alabama, Arizona, Texas, wherever people go, do you recommend changing their diet, changing the food? Because it's warmer, it may have a different caloric count of different percentages of fat. Is that something people should consider doing, or should they keep them on the same food they're accustomed to?
I would keep them on the same food they're accustomed to. You don't want to change up too many things while you're traveling. Biggest thing that happens that I see that's going to be associated with travel will be usually GI upsets, diarrhea, maybe a little vomiting, a little stress colitis is what we call. And one thing that you can do if this does happen on the road, you can feed them chicken and rice. Will help a lot. Rice actually has a pretty strong anti-diarrheal effect to it. Now, I'm not talking minute rice. I'm talking like regular, real rice, okay?
Okay.
And go ahead and cook it, pull the skin off the chicken because you don't want the fat. And if they're, like, I always ask people, okay, well, he's having, you know, he's got the runs, okay, well, is he happy dog or sad dog? You know, if he's happy dog, if he's acting completely normal and he's just got loose stool, I usually tell him, you know what, feed him chicken and rice for a couple days, and then if that's not responding, then I would probably seek some medical help. If he's sad dog, where he doesn't feel well, he's not eating.
Warm nose, dry,
yeah,
all that kind of
stuff like that. Okay. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you bring him in now and let's just make sure there's nothing else going on. So okay. That's the big thing. Happy dog, sad dog.
Got it. And then I just got a text message. Is there any different types of flea and tick medicines that can be used if you're going into more warmer weather where there is more fleas and ticks compared to where we're at here in northern Michigan?
Yeah, you will find areas that have, especially when you get down south, and that have more fleas and they'll have more resistance. And the one thing I have heard, particularly coming out of Florida, is that front line does not work very well down there, that the fleas have become resistant to it, you know, or whatever.
Right.
They haven't heard much about anything resistance to the Bravecto or what is it, Comforta, some of the other flea pills and things like that.
Sure.
So you could try that. We still have the Vectra that we're using here that works well. One thing I usually don't like kind of saying stuff, but you got to really, 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 really be careful with like the Hearts and the Sargent and the things like that, because I have seen toxicities and reactions. They seem to have a lot more reactions to those. So, I mean, if I was going to buy, I usually don't say this, but I'm going to say it, I'd steer away from those. I've seen enough reactions to it. I'm like, don't like it. There's other products out there that we don't. You can still use Advantage. You can still use Advantage Multi. Like I said, we got the Vectra here. You've got the Bravecto pills that we can get, you know, and then Comfortis and some of the other ones too.
Very good. Excellent. And wanted to double check with you. The dental clinic fully operational. Everything's going good on people calling up and getting dental appointments.
Yep, we're doing pretty good. Other than that, I'm finding out that I need another tech. one of my techs is leaving us, but she's going to do bigger and better things. She wants to do great things, so she's actually moving. You know, it's a good move for her. So she's going out to New York State, not New York City. I'm like, okay, make sure about that. And she does a lot of horse stuff, so she's going to be working some horses out there. So
Excellent.
We're happy for her. You know, it's a really good career move for her, but we're sad to see her go. So
you need to hire somebody.
We're hiring somebody with
any prior experience necessary, or will you teach them?
I can teach the veterinary medicine part. Big bonus points if they're a horse person or used to handling large animal, because she's was my large animal tech. I have another one here too that is also doing it too, but I kind of like, because we're doing more and more horse work here, we want to I want to find somebody that's used to handling horses and, you know, and things like
that.
Got
it. Excellent. Well, we're going to give out the phone number. Give them a call if you're interested. Set up an interview. 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Store it in your phones. Sioux Animal Hospital up there in Sioux, St. Marie. And if you know somebody that likes horses, likes handling horses, riding horses, might have an employment opportunity for them.
Yep.
So, all right, Jeff, greatly appreciate you. Lots of good information, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Family Hour News Break. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.